Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. As part of a final project in their Advanced Placement English Language and Composition class, students investigated, interviewed, and reflected on aspects of life they felt deserved more attention.
This is Dina Varlamos,
Sarah Blom,
and Nana Lee.
Today, we will be interviewing Bereket Motosa, a senior at Roosevelt High School who moved to the United States from Ethiopia at the age of 12. Our focus today will be on the experiences of immigrants at school in Seattle and the comparison between life in Seattle and where they're from. All right, so Bereket, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Roosevelt, and some of the things that I'd like to do is play soccer and hang out with my friends. I am from Ethiopia and moved here when I was 12. And I have two sisters and two brothers. And I live with my dad and my siblings.
What is your first language? And what other languages do you speak?
My first language is Amharic, which is from Ethiopia. And I speak two of them, which is one of them is Amharic and the other one is Sidamic, which is like a local language my dad and my family used. And I learned it by hearing them and all that.
When did you move to the U.S.?
I moved to the U.S. 2012, July 11th.
And what school did you attend?
I started sixth grade here, so I went to Seattle World School. They teach us like the basic grammars and all that. And I went to X-Line starting seventh grade through eighth, and then I went to Roosevelt starting freshman year.
The Seattle World School is a transitional learning center for refugee and immigrant students, which has more recently started to become a typical high school. In fact, in June 2015, the World School introduced its first graduating class in the school's history, dating back to 1980.
How does life where you're from compare to life here? Like, what does a typical day look like in Ethiopia? What does a typical day look like here?
Pretty much similar, I would say, but I would say life was much easier back then, because I was pretty young, and all I did was go to school, come back home, and hang out with my friends a lot. And here, I would say, it's go to school, come back, do homework, and all that. And I have soccer practice after school, so pretty busy, I guess, and don't really have much free time.
I asked Bereket this question because we wanted to illustrate the changes that an immigrant student goes through when they come to the United States. When I met Bereket in my sixth grade year at Eckstein Middle School, he seemed timid, but he said that it wasn't too difficult to adapt to school in the U.S. What's important to know is that not everyone has the same experience when they come to the United States.
It's really interesting the ways that immigrants go through their days in the United States. Coming from personal experience, as I was born and raised in the Netherlands, I go through my day at school in English, and I think in English. And as soon as I leave the building and walk to my car, my mind shifts back to Dutch. It's kind of confusing and pretty tiring at times.
What challenges have you faced in your time in the United States and in Seattle?
I would say when I moved here, I didn't know much. And the English they taught us back then was British English, which was a lot different. And so when I came here, I didn't know anyone or how to speak much. And so I was pretty quiet throughout my middle school years. And then eighth grade, I started opening up more and made new friends. And then when I came to Roosevelt, I knew a lot of people from my middle school, which made things easier. So yeah, it's been good so far.
Learning a new language and becoming part of a new culture is difficult, but this is exactly what the Seattle World School helps immigrants with. With bilingual education, athletics, and various extracurricular activities, students work towards jumping to the next step, which is usually transferring to our larger Seattle public schools and learning there.
The major cause for this has been because students attending the World School weren't able to obtain the necessary credits to graduate from the Seattle public school system. But the World School has adapted to this and continues to move students towards graduation and beyond. Would you say that the Seattle World Schools helped you out with this growth?
Yeah, I would say a lot. When I came here, people used to, like, when I came here, people eat, like, separate and all that. Like, it's individual more, like, and then where I'm from, everything they do is together and eat together, share everything. But I feel like America is more individual.
It's amazing how much an impact the Seattle World School has on its students. According to the 2015 Seattle Times article, Seattle World School marks its first graduation. The new graduates saw the school as home and were sad to leave their best friends and teachers.
And then to wrap things up, in what ways do you enjoy going to Roosevelt or just your life in Seattle?
I love Roosevelt. Everything. I mean, I have a great friends and the activities I do after school, which I said, like, soccer is one of the best things that I didn't get to do back then because there weren't really that many opportunities or, like, teams or anything like that. So playing with my friends and going to school, it's been great 4 years, I would say.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you for your time.
No, thank you.
Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. This segment was produced by Harper Reap, Dino Varlamos, Donnell Lee, and Sarah Blom. Special thanks to Roosevelt High School teacher Carolyn Kenny Hall and to the Roosevelt High School Foundation for their support. Original music was created by Steve Griggs through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.